O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. A reading from Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. A reading from John chapter 18. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world. Then Pilate said to him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, I find no guilt in him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. A reading from Mark chapter 15. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him, You have said so. And the chief priests accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you. But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked, and among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. And Pilate said to them, Why, what evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, Crucify him. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole battalion. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on him. And they began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they were striking his head with a reed and spitting on him and kneeling down in homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon is based on the readings from John and Mark that we just heard. We use the adjective worldly in two different but related senses. Merriam-Webster defines these as one, having a lot of practical experience and knowledge about life in the world. That's one definition of worldly. And two, of or relating to the human world and ordinary life rather than to religious or spiritual matters. In our Passion reading today, we see both senses of the term at work as Pontius Pilate, the Jewish chief priest and crowd, and the Roman soldiers all look at Jesus through worldly eyes, not through spiritual eyes. In the Roman Empire, you didn't rise to the level of power that Pilate enjoyed without being worldly wise. As a governor, everything boils down to convincing the emperor of your ongoing worth. So above all, you have to look out for number one, not for other people. Pilate was a man with worldly desires and ambitions. Pilate also was worldly in the sense of not personally caring about religious matters. As governor of Judea, the large population of highly religious Jews was a thorn in his side. Pilate and his peers pursued a systematic policy of persecution and provocation of the Jews. Given all that, it's a bit surprising to see Pilate basically cooperating with the Jewish leaders in the trial of Jesus. It is true that he thought Jesus was innocent, based on his own investigation and on the warning from his wife's mysterious dream, but Pilate's worldliness won out in the end. His religious skepticism, his doubt, is on full display when he asks Jesus, "What is truth?" thus rejecting the beaten and bloodied truth with a capital T standing right there in front of him. And his pragmatism toward worldly affairs is evidenced by granting to the Jews the execution of Jesus while wicked Barabbas went free. Better to pacify the Jews rather than place his position of power in jeopardy if they decided to foment rebellion over this insignificant Jew called by some their king. The leaders of the Jews had worldly eyes as well. The Sadducees saw the popularity of Jesus as a threat to the power they enjoyed through compromises with the Romans. The Pharisees saw Jesus as a competitor to their own religious influence and as an opponent of their legalistic theology. So the worldly Jewish leaders stirred up the crowds to demand the crucifixion of Jesus. Finally, the Roman soldiers had worldly eyes as well. They knew a king when they saw one, and Jesus was the opposite of their view of royalty. Many had seen Caesar himself, the Roman emperor. Others had seen kings of the East during military campaigns. Still others could envision with the mind's eye glorious kings with all their pomp and circumstance. But this Jewish carpenter, beaten and bloodied and wearing a crown of thorns? Ha! What a joke. Their bowing down and praising Jesus was all mockery. "Hail, King of the Jews!" Ironically, Pilate and the soldiers got it right. Regardless of what was in their hearts, they correctly called Jesus King of the Jews, that is, the eternal Messiah promised to Adam and Eve, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, and all of his chosen people in Israel. But as Jesus told Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Rather, he came into this world from heaven to bear witness to the truth. And here is the truth. Jesus was and is a king, but not a worldly one, but the heavenly divine king, God the Son, in the flesh. And while the way of the world is to look for power and glory in rulers, the true God glories in suffering and the cross, and he manifests his power to save in the gospel of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. "Crucify him," cried the crowds. "Crucify him," cried the Father from his sapphire throne. "Crucify me," cried the obedient Son as he willingly went to the cross. St. John said in our epistle, "Whoever does the will of God abides forever." And this first and foremost refers to Jesus himself. He came from heaven to do his Father's will, to draw all men to himself on the cross, bearing the sins of the masses, dying for the life of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to reconcile the whole world to himself, not counting men's trespasses against them. Was his death for you? Well, are you in the world? Then yes. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And if your worldly sins were on him on the cross, then they are no longer on you. If your sins are placed on him through baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper, then they most certainly must not continue to weigh you down in guilt and shame, but you should consider them to be as far from you as the east is from the west, drowned in the depths of the sea, actually, as if they no longer are even in the world, because that is the truth of the gospel. In Christ, you have been set free from sin, death, and hell, and all you have to look forward to is eternal righteousness, everlasting life, and resurrection in God's heavenly kingdom. And as Jesus says, his kingdom is not of this world. So you are called not to a worldly mindset, but to a heavenly one. We might even be reconsidering worldly mindsets with all the things going on in our world today, and maybe these are drawing us back to spiritual thoughts instead of the world when the world is failing in things around us. St. Paul writes to those baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Jesus prayed to his Father for you on the night when he was betrayed. In John 17, Jesus prayed, "Father, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." Satan, the evil one, would like to lead you and me to share the worldly, postmodern viewpoint expressed by Pilate: what is truth? This religious skepticism, this doubt, leads people to despair, which leads to either the desire to get out of this apparently God-forsaken world through suicide or to extreme worldliness. On the other hand, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you shall die. But not you, not me. We know the truth about the world. St. John writes, "All that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." And this is God's will, to embrace the truth of the cross, by which the world has been crucified to you and you to the world. This is God's saving way, no matter what your worldly status is in this fallen creation. St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, 'Let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord.'" And so we boast in our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. We pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, the devil, the world, and our sinful nature constantly lead us to worldliness. Forgive our worldly sins and grant us the gift of heavenly mindedness, so that we might live in the world while not being of the world. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, have mercy on us, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.